with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. On the morning after participating in Easter Sunday services, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, has died at the age of 88.
Francis suffered from chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man. He was admitted to Gemelli Hospital in Rome on February 14 for a respiratory crisis that developed into double pneumonia. He spent 38 days there. On February 12 this year, Pope Francis told the faithful, I think about the so many countries at war. Sisters, brothers, let's pray for peace. Let's do our best for peace. Don't forget that war is a defeat, always. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gave testimony today at a New York Times defamation trial.
The former Republican candidate for vice president answered questions on Monday in Manhattan federal court at a trial of her claims against the newspaper. The Times ran a correction in less than a day to an editorial that falsely stated that Palin's political action committee had contributed to an atmosphere of violence before a 2011 mass shooting in Arizona. But Palin says the correction did not name her and could not restore her reputation. Julie Walker, New York.
After another report linking him with using a Signal app to discuss an attack on the Houthis in Yemen, this time with his wife, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he will not let the Signal report sidetrack him.
This is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 971 points. The NASDAQ dropped 415. This is SRN News. A new poll maps out LGBT affiliation in the U.S.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, appointed by President Biden, sided with the American Civil Liberties Union for a preliminary injunction, which stays the action while the lawsuit plays out. This is SRN News. Tariffs, a possible fight between the Fed chair and the president, and interest rates are worrying investors, and that sent the markets tumbling once again today. More on the day's activities from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York.
Wall Street closed lower as investors get more skeptical about U.S. investments because of President Donald Trump's trade war and his mounting criticism of the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 fell 2.4% Monday. The index is 16% below the record high it set 2 months ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 971 points. It's about 2.5%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2.6%. Prices also sank for long-term U.S. government bonds, while the value of the dollar also slid against the euro and other currencies. The dollar has lost about 9% of its value versus other major currencies so far this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.